Well, once again, here in Washington, D.C., at the American Coalition for Ethanol's fly-in here in our nation's capital, and Gene Hammond is here with me, and he is with AMCM, and he has a unique perspective and kind of comes from the different side of the industry. So first of all, Gene, tell me a little bit about the company you work for and what you do within.
My name is Gene Hammond, and I'm with Association Motor Club Marketing. I also own Travelers Motor Club. We've been in business for over 50 years with both companies and represent over 20 million members across America. And a couple years ago, AAA as a brand came out against ethanol, and specifically E15. And we took a look at our road service claims. And what we discovered is we have not had one ethanol-related claim where we've had to go out and tow. Matter of fact, the opposite is true. We used to have a lot of, in the northern part of the United States, we used to have a lot of gas line freeze, and we don't have that anymore. That's really gone away with ethanol. And so we contacted the ethanol industry and told them what we had discovered, and that's why we're here.
As one of the first supporters of the ethanol industry, I know that they're glad to have you on their side and to help share their story and their message. So here in Washington, tell me a little bit about what you've done today and who you've chatted with.
We went out and actually went to the offices of five congressmen and visited with them about the ethanol industry and the surplus of corn in this country, some 1.7 billion bushels, and what we found in the motor club business. And I'm from rural America. That's where I was born and raised. And we told a story about how ethanol has really made a difference to rural America. The great jobs that ethanol plants provide, on average, I think the average ethanol plant employee makes about $65,000 a year, and what impact it's had on farmers in a positive way. And so it's been a wonderful day, and we found some real friendships on Capitol Hill today of people that are supportive of ethanol in their districts. So we had a great day.
Well, that was my next question is, you know, what impressions did you get from those that you spoke with?
Very, very positive. One brand new congressman, he said, I'll stop you right here. I'm a big fan. And he wasn't from the traditional where you think of corn growing, you know, corn being grown, but he was very positive about the impact of ethanol on oil independence by America. One of the things that we talked about was, you know, we're independent when it comes to electricity, natural gas, and actually crude oil is basically supports the powering of cars, trucks, tractors, equipment. And that ethanol can be a big part of oil independence. And that's one of the reasons why I think our message really resonated with the congressman. And so we had a great day.
Well, I'm glad. That makes it makes the industry happy to hear those comments and understand that the leaders of our nation are in support of the farmers and that produce it, and also the laborers that make it into the product that of ethanol. Thank you, Gene, for taking a few minutes to chat with me. Once again, talking with Gene Hammond here at the ACE Fly-In in Washington, D.C. I'm Jamie Johansson.